Bava Kama Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph 6:1, and the primary topic of this chapter is about the avnezek of Eish, but we have some work to do before we get to the topic of fire. Our first mission here is a konis tzon ledir. If one brings in his flock to the deer, a deer is like a corral or a pen where the animals are kept overnight, and the idea was in the time of the Mishnah that they would actually have sort of a temporary holding pen for these animals. They would create manure which would fertilize the fields, and then, you know, from time to time they'd relocate the deer to different parts of the field so that the whole field could get fertilized. So they're left overnight there, and the point is that a person's supposed to make sure the animals can't get out to cause damage. So if you recall back, we had this discussion about the Shor Hamud when it comes to the Av Nezek of Keren, if one needs Shmira Pechusa or Shmira Ma'ula. If one needs to have the Shmira Pechusa, the lesser basic level of guarding the animals, or Shmira Ma'ula, which is like a much higher level. Everyone agrees when it comes to Shein and Regel, which is the topic of our Mishnah here, that one only needs to do Shmira Pechusa, the lesser of the two, basic guarding, meaning things like having a gate that locks that shouldn't open even if the wind blows, normal winds, or you tie the animal with like a leash or a rope or something. That would be considered Shmira Pechusa, but that's good enough. So here the Mishnah says, Hakodeson the deer v'nal b'fenea karoi. If one put the animals in the holding pen and he locked the gate as is appropriate, karoi, meaning in a way that they should be expected to stay inside, but it's Shmira Pechusa. That's sufficient. And therefore, v'yatza v'hezika, if they manage to get out anyways, pater, he'll be exempt. Because that golden rule is, did the owner of these animals act irresponsibly? And the answer is no, he didn't. He was responsible, and therefore he'll be exempt. Lo nal b'fenea karoi. Of course, if he didn't lock it up properly, meaning that the wind could blow it over and it did or something, so then he was a negligent guardian, and that being the case, he'll be chayiv, he'll have to pay for damage that they cause. Now, nifritza v'layla, if in the middle of the night, while he's sleeping, you know, the gate falls down, or it breaks down, whatever the story is, so although he didn't expect it to happen because he locked it up properly, but, you know, now it's open, he would be expected to repair it as soon as he knows about it. But if it's at nighttime, he presumably doesn't know about it. And that being the case, he'll be pater. During the daytime, presumably, you know, word will spread very quickly to him. Hey, you know, your gate is broken, your animals are getting out. And then he would be responsible to fix it immediately and would be liable if he didn't. Oship Pratsua listed. Similarly, if burglars came and they burst open the gate, I mean, these burglars are coming to steal his television. But along the way, they break down the gate to get in the house, and that opens a way for the animals to get out. So then, the Yatziv Azika, if those animals get out of the gate that was opened up by the burglars, Pater, he, the owner of the animals, will be Pater, because he acted responsibly, he locked them up. As for the burglars in such a case, they'll also be Pater, because although it's thanks to them the animals got out and caused damage, but really it's just a grumma, meaning it's indirect causation. They didn't do anything with these animals. The animals just got out. Therefore, they're not going to be held responsible for the animals. However, hotzi'ua listim, if the burglars took out these animals, so then the listim chayavim, then the burglars would be responsible. So it goes without saying, really, that if these burglars are coming to steal the sheep, and then they, you know, they pick up the sheep and take them out, so of course, now they've become, essentially, they can't be less responsible than a shomer chinam, who they're thieves, they're taking these animals, so therefore, of course, they're responsible. So the Gemara says, the chiddush here is, even if they didn't do what's a formal act that would constitute like a kinyan, like the way that the burglars would be responsible as like a kinyan gazela, like the so to speak, act you do to acquire it in terms of responsibility as a thief. So they didn't do that. I mean, they didn't do mashicha, they didn't pull the animal, they didn't lift the animal. Instead, they just sort of, you know, chased the animals out. They, you know, they brought the pickup, they dropped the tailgate, and then they said, you know, go, go, go. And the animals, you know, ran out they were intimidated and they ran out the gate. So even though that's not technically considered to be a maisa kinyan, therefore it wouldn't be theirs under normal circumstances, there's a kanas here, like a penalty, mid rabbanan, that we ascribe responsibility to these burglars, that if something happens now to these animals or they cause damage, those burglars are fully responsible.